The collapse of the factory building near Dhaka has swung the spotlight on the poor and often dangerous working conditions facing employees in Bangladesh's garment industry. The Catholic Archbishop of Dhaka, Patrick de Rosario, spoke to myself, Susie Hodges, about the lessons that should be drawn from this tragedy.
I called up Caritas and I called up the parish, and they have made a rescue team, 5-6 of them who joined with the other rescue teams, and they have, for the last 5 days, they have worked very hard in this. Secondly, some sisters were called, Mother Teresa's sisters. They went there and they took care of the victims. Also, I have instructed them to not to be too much of an official in our presence, but to be present there as a good Samaritan. Do whatever is possible to do. And the church has been, through Caritas and to the religious and also with the lay people, have been involved in this rescue operation.
The garment industry is extremely important to Bangladesh, but the industry has been very often criticized for its low pay, the limited rights it gives to workers, and for the often dangerous working conditions in these garment factories. We saw here this building that collapsed. What lesson do you think we should be drawing from this tragedy, which is not the first of its type, of course?
It's unfortunate. It's happening time and again, and the whole country is shocked. Now, the lesson that we learn is that there are not only these garment buildings, you know, but many other buildings. About 90% of the buildings that have been built are in a vulnerable condition, and the code of building has not been followed. So the government as well as the people are very conscious now. Something has to be done, and they cannot just let it go like this. It is because of the corruption also that is going on. And therefore, the country is learning a big lesson, but you know, it has been too much delayed in this. So now, for example, the attempts are being made to check all the buildings, whether they are in good condition or not. That will help. Plus, also, the response came from the international community, those who are buying these things. They wanted cheap labor. They come here, but they don't see the condition, working conditions of the people, and how much they are paid, and why humanly they are treated or not. So this thing has been going on. I think this event will be a big lesson for everyone concerned, for those who own the building, for those who shelter there in the industries in those, and also those companies who are buying the products, all of them, as well as the government, all sit together and then find out a certain opus operandi, the working conditions of these people. The justice has to be done to the workers.
You're quite optimistic that we will see a change because of the scope of this tragedy.
I think there will be some shift. But, you know, the corruptions are always there. There is a tendency to forget after 1 month, 2 months or 6 months. But I feel the whole country has been shocked. I think if there is a good governance in the government, the things will change and they will take steps to do that. And for this, international cooperation is absolutely needed. They should see to the working condition and are pressurized for the working conditions of the laborers. There must be working human condition for the poor laborers. They cannot just ask for cheap labor and also coming here in order to earn more profit. They should pay for their work and also for the working conditions.